Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The new musical, The Prom, tells the story of four narcissistic Broadway stars who are all but washed up, played by Brooks Eshmanskas, Beth Level, Christopher Sieber, and Angie Schwerer, who are in need of a positive image boost. To fix their personal PR, they travel to Indiana, where Emma, a high school student played by Caitlin Kinnunen, has been banned from attending her prom with her same-sex partner. They make things worse before making them better, and everyone learns something along the way.
It's makeover time, so why not just give in? Come on, one thing's universal. Life's no dress rehearsal. So why not make some waves before it's through? Go big or you've blown it.
It's time that I own it.
Yes, ma'am, but let's make it clear that tonight belongs to you.
The big-hearted Broadway hit, running since last autumn, is nominated for 7 Tony Awards this season, including Best Musical. The show features music by Matthew Sklar, lyrics by Chad Beglin, and a book by Beglin and Bob Martin. It's directed and choreographed by Casey Nicola. For this interview, I'm joined by two of the show's Tony nominees, Matthew Sklar and Beth Level. Composer Matthew Sklar is a Tony, Emmy, and Drama Desk Award-nominated composer of the Broadway musicals Elf and The Wedding Singer. He's nominated for Best Original Score, along with Beglin, for The Prom. Beth Level plays Dee Dee Allen, and The Prom is her 13th Broadway show. This year's nominee previously won a Tony Award for her performance as the title role in The Drowsy Chaperone. Beth Level and Matthew Sklar, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Matthew, I'll start with you. Tell me a bit about the creation of the show. I know it takes ages and ages for a musical from seed to flower. So tell me a little bit about this one's path.
It's been about an 8-year journey. In 2010, a producer named Jack Vertel came to us with like a few sentences of an idea about these crazy Broadway people who go and try to help this girl. And they make everything worse before making it better. And we thought it was a really interesting idea having these worlds collide. And that's what really got us started, was that spark of an idea. And then Casey Nicola, our director, Bob Martin, our book writer, and Chad Beglin, our co-book writer and lyricist, the four of us kind of just hit the ground running. And we were very excited about it.
How do you decide what type of music you will compose for any given show, but specifically this one?
I think the story always dictates what the music sounds like. For this particular show, we have our Broadway people and then we have our kids, and we really wanted to make sure they each have their own sound. So obviously the Broadway people, they have this kind of Broadway brassy sound, and then the kids kind of live in a simpler pop world.
And over the 8 years of show creation, the atmosphere in America has changed. Did that affect the story you were ultimately telling?
Absolutely. The world was a very different place when we were working on it in the early days. And it seemed like a lot of progress was happening in the world. And then we are now in a very divided country again, and we did have to change certain things in the text. And we actually changed the real feel from our out-of-town in Atlanta, which was about 2 years ago. We really wanted to make the town feel a little more grounded in reality. So that was one of the big changes we made for Broadway. But yes, the politics of today have definitely informed the show that's running on Broadway now.
And Beth, when did you first encounter Dee Dee, and how have you built your character?
7 years ago. I was lucky enough to have been doing Matt's show, Elf, directed by Casey. And just out of the blue, I went, so when are we doing another show? And I saw a little glisten behind his eye. And he said something, you know, like, be patient. So then I forgot about it until one day I almost literally ran into Casey on the street. And he went, would you come in and do a reading? Just sit around at a table and read this musical that we're trying to give birth to. That was 7 years ago. And at that table was me, Brooks Eshmanskas, Chris Sieber, and Angie Schwerer. And that's the first day I met Dee Dee. And I have been in love with her ever since. And she has grown and flowered and been refined. And I like to call her my evil twin. And I am in love with her narcissistic being.
She's like an id, like pure id.
Yes, I love her id. Because Beth doesn't have necessarily a strong enough id like Dee Dee. So I'm trying to embrace my inner Dee Dee. And what changed for me in her journey or in her process is that Dee Dee now has an arc in her story. as opposed to just being one level, one Beth level, just kidding, one dimensional id. Now she has a journey towards discovering her humanity, and that's where we leave her with, to me, at the end of the musical is, oh, Dee Dee, she's going to come out of this a better person, as are the people of Indiana and as are the people that the New York celebrities that go in to change everything. And of course, we end up being changed, and I think the people in Indiana are changed. We all are coming together. We are not as divided.
The show is built on these four actors.
Yes. Yes. We have known them for a very long time. I was a rehearsal pianist for Beth when we were doing 42nd Street together. I've known Chris Sieber since I was, 20 years old. We worked together at the Paper Mill Playhouse. I've known Angie just from around. Everybody knows Angie. But I did meet Brooks on this, but I've been a fan of his for a very long time. And when we were writing the show, we always like to picture in our head who we would love to play these parts. And we named them, all four of them, very early on. So we were very happy when we asked them and they said yes.
What was it like doing a show in Atlanta?
A, it's always thrilling to give birth to a new musical. And it's always thrilling to be out of the rehearsal room and in our insular environment, because we don't do it for us, believe it or not. We do it for the audience. And I remember opening night in Atlanta and the audience going insane for it. And I thought, oh my God, because we knew it was special in the rehearsal room, but that's us. Right. But how are they, the people that we're telling the story for, how are they going to fall in love with it? Are they going to feel the story like we did? And they did. That's why we're on Broadway.
So having the four actors, you then, they have at least one big number that you're going to write for them, mm-hmm. and you get to write to their strengths that you're aware of.
Is
that fun?
Yeah, it's so much fun because I've known Beth's voice for so long. And then we also did Elf together. Mm-hmm. And so I've really, we've spent so much time together she has such an incredible instrument. And I know when I write that note, it's going to sound like that. Mm-hmm. And that's really fun to have an amazing artist that you kind of know what you're going to get. And so, writing for them specifically and tailoring all the material for them has been, one of the most fun parts about it, because you picture it in your head, fully realized, and then, when you actually teach it to them, they make it even better.
The lady's improving, so don't give up hope. You ask, is she perfect? My answer is no.
And what is it like to have a song written for your instrument?
Oh, come on.
It stinks. You hate it.
It's awful. Can you imagine as an artist, as a singer, never having to go, oh, I can't sing that. That's not my key, or that's too low, or that doesn't sound right in my voice, that it's actually written for your money notes and your tone and your gifts as a singer. It's such a privilege, and I don't know if I can ever not sing something again that wasn't written for me, because you spoiled me. Yeah, it's great. It's great that he knows my voice, and similarly that Chad Baglin and Bob Martin know my comedy, mm-hmm. and that Casey Nicola knows me as all of the above. So to be in a creative room where you have permission to throw everything you have up against the wall, mistakes and all, successes and all, and have people that you care about and know you tell you what sticks and what works.
The lady's improving, removing all doubt. She has hidden charms that are sure to come out. You're bound to discover this book's not her cover. So don't make a move.
I know that the kids are professionals. It's not like they're kids, but they're kids. What's it like working with them?
13 Broadway debuts. That's amazing because, they have to be high school kids. I love working with them. I still am awe of their triple threatness. We call ourselves the olds, the people that aren't, really, it's like we're the olds, and you know, we all congregate and talk about our aches and pains, but we all,
Chris Siever said that too.
It's so true. It's like, what hurts on you today? It's like, oh, that. But we sit in the wings and watch, particularly the end of Act One, because we're done with a costume change, and we can watch them do that. Tonight Belongs to Us. We call it the wedge. And to be around their celebratory feelings about Broadway and work and being on Broadway is so refreshing, and it gives me oxygen. Because I've been in this business a long time and I love it so much, and I always am so grateful to have a job. But to see this whole process through their eyes is inspiring and uplifting.
Can you tell if they are goosing you for information, trying to learn stuff about the biz from you?
They don't have to goose me. Yeah, it just come to my room and we'll talk. And, you know, conversely, I'll go, how do you stretch that leg to be able to do that? What can I do about it? And, you know, we both learn from each other. But, oh, yes, all of the olds are an open book to them. We feel like, I feel like they're step parents, and I just adore them.
When a show is running, this one's been running for a little while. Not.
I've had shows close sooner than this.
Sure. How often do you check in as the composer?
I'm probably there once a week. I have lots of family and friends who live close by, so I often meet them, and I usually show up like the second half of Act Two. And it's just kind of a party, you know, from there to the end. It's so much fun to watch and listen to. And I just really get such a charge out of watching the audience response, because they go crazy every night. It's just so thrilling to see just how beautifully it's being received. And everybody's having such a great time. They're having so much fun. And they're also being moved. I check in. I'm probably there once a week, maybe twice.
But when you're not there, I know you have a great deal of homework, i.e. they had to put the album together.
Yes.
And now you're trying to do the vocals.
Yes, and every day, you know, we have notes. You know, the album was a very, you know, very intense project that we finished.
I like that we say album.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
we say album.
The olds.
Yeah, we literally had a CD signing, and there were kids that were just buying CDs, like, literally as, like, an artifact, because right. They don't have CD players. They just wanted the book inside, and that was crazy to me. What was I saying?
Homework.
Oh, homework. Yes, and yeah, and I'm working on releasing the vocal selections book, which is all the sheet music to the songs. That's a whole other process. So I'm actually still working on the show every day, and there's always stuff to do.
Of course. Are you working on anything else that you can tell me about?
Nothing that I can talk about.
That's kind of what I figured.
I have something in very early days I'm very excited about, but it's very, very early, and they take forever.
Yes, of course. I wanted to ask you about performing opposite Michael Potts, who I think is fantastic.
You too. He's dreamy. It's so easy to look into his eyes and fall in love with him every night. It's so easy for him to be the one that perpetuates Dee Dee's transformation. He's such a great actor and a great listener and a great singer, and I learn from him every day. I like to be a big Michael Potts sponge.
It is just a damn delight to watch you be terrible and then wonderful on stage, and I've loved speaking with you and meeting you. Thank you so much.
Right back at you. Thank you so much.
And thank you as well.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Beth Level is nominated for a Tony Award for her work as Dee Dee Allen in The Prom, which is running at the Long Acre Theater on Broadway. Composer Matthew Sklar is nominated with Chad Beglin for Best Original Score. The original Broadway cast recording is available for Masterworks Broadway, and the vocal selections were published last week by Hal Leonard. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.